guest on this week's Sound of Cinema, the 2023 BAFTA and Academy Award nominated composer Volker Bertelmann. The programme producer was Chris Wines, and Matthew will be back at the same time next week.
Oh, please.
On BBC iPlayer.
He started off as my informant. I needed a win. I built my career off the back of his information.
Brand new drama.
I'm going to need you to do something for me. Something important and not very nice.
From the writers of Humans and Spooks.
People are going to die because of me.
You gave up your right to a clear conscience when you first started taking his money.
Better.
I'm not sure I can do it anymore. There's only one way out. He's got to go down.
Watch on BBC iPlayer.
Now on BBC Radio 3, here's Music Planet with Catherine Tickell and its highlights from a concert recorded earlier this month at the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow.
Yes, I'm standing in the wings here at the Royal Concert Hall, waiting for the musicians who make up Transatlantic Sessions to take the stage as part of the 30th anniversary of Celtic Connections. And the Transatlantic Sessions project has been going nearly as long as the festival. The format stays the same, a house band and some guests, but the musicians change. Tonight's house band is hosted by original members Jerry Douglas from America on dobro and Shetland fiddle player Ali Bain, with Scotland's Donald Shaw on keyboards, Phil Cunningham on accordion, John McCusker on fiddle and James McIntosh on percussion. We've also got Irish-American guitarist John Doyle, Manchester's own Michael McGoldrick on flute, whistle and Irish pipes, and American bass player Daniel Kimbrough. And the whole point of Transatlantic Sessions is the connection and the musical threads linking both sides of the Atlantic. And tonight's special guests are from Ireland, of Hothouse Flowers fame, Liam O'Mwainley, from Scotland, Karen Matheson, from America, Amethyst Kia, from Canada, Martha Wainwright. And we also have the duo Alison de Groot and Tatiana Hargreaves, banjo and voice Canada and fiddle and voice USA, respectively. It's an absolutely incredible lineup. And the audience here in Glasgow have got very high expectations. The Transatlantic Sessions concert is always a big draw. And I think they're just about ready to go on. Transatlantic Sessions.
Thank you. Well, our first guest is new to our dysfunctional family that we have up here. She was born in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and then she went to school at this little school over in Johnson City, Tennessee, called Eastern Tennessee State University, and actually went through the Bluegrass College there. Bluegrass, they have a course over there where they teach people bluegrass music, but I think she took that and just went, next. So she's done quite well for herself. We're very proud to have her this year. Would you welcome Amethyst Kia?
This one's called Fancy Drones.
Thank you. Would you welcome Allison and Tatiana?
Allison DeGroote is the first woman to graduate from Berklee College of Music on the clawhammer banjo. That's something. Tatiana Hargraves is a great fiddle player. Comes from out in the Northwest and teaches at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. And they both have this great knowledge of old-time music, and it's just great to have young people like this sharing this kind of music, and for them to dive into this music in the first place is a really wonderful thing for the furtherance of that kind of music. So,
thank you.
Splendor.
Well, next, we want to bring out a young lady. She has a famous parents, and she grew up in a crazy household with her famous siblings, and we would like to welcome Miss Martha Wainwright. Welcome.
You know, I feel like I was born several times. I'm not born again, not yet. But I was, you know, born to my mother and to this world, and then also born from my mother and Anna into this world. So I'd like to thank them for that and giving me the opportunity to sing with you. And this song was a song that Anna and Kate sang with you 30-odd years ago or so, and I've never had the opportunity to sing it, so thank you for asking me to do it.
Cuckoos, no sycamores. We played about the forest floor underneath the silver maple, the balsams in the sky. We popped the heads off a dandelion, so I'm going back to Harlem.
How many MBEs do we have on stage?
We're not telling.
How many people have sung for the late Queen? One.
Ali and I had a very funny conversation with the late Queen.
We did. Yeah.
We did a gig in Balmoral. And after the gig, there was a conversation. And she asked me if I could explain to her the coordination required to play the accordion. And from outside my own body, I heard myself saying, "Why are you thinking of taking it up?" It gets worse. It gets worse. I said then, "Have you ever tried rubbing your belly and patting your head at the same time?" And she said, "No." And he said, "You've never lived."
Well, this lady has done all of those things. Would you welcome? Would you welcome? Karen Matheson!
Thanks, lads. You set that up beautifully.
Yep. Just the way I planned it.
This is one which we found in the School of Scottish Studies. We'd get a lot of our material there from the archives, and it was an old recording of samples from basically rantings from the pulpit and the ecclesiastical might of the sermon. It's called O na heistioch to skelli ara, or that you would listen to the tale attentively.
To scale the
Transatlantic Sessions, finishing off their first half there, Karen Matheson leading that last song. And I'm just going to wander off. I'm Catherine Tickell, here with Music Planet, and I'm just going to wander backstage and try and gatecrash some of the dressing rooms. This one says Ali, Jerry and Phil, so I'm expecting Ali Bain to be in here. Excuse me, sorry to interrupt. I'm just... So, Ali Bain... one of my earliest musical influences.
Oh dear, oh dear. Is that where it all went wrong?
It could be. So, Ali, Transatlantic Sessions has been going for over 25 years and you were there right at the start. Did you always plan that it was going to be an ongoing project?
No, it actually was conceived in a bar next door when we all really had too much to drink, me and Mike Alexander and Douglas Eady. I had been touring America a great deal and we just thought, why don't we bring them over here instead of going over there? And Jerry came over, and Jerry, of course, knows everybody over there. So they all wanted to come over, and many of them, Emmy Lou and James Taylor and all of them, had roots here. The family came from Scotland, so they were only too happy to come over. And so it all sort of took off.
It's become a fixture, really, of Celtic Connections, hasn't it?
It's kind of the bedrock of Celtic Connections.
Absolutely.
And every year it sells out. But the music, of course, changes because it's new people every year. And the excitement is we only have 2 days to do it. And,
to do all the rehearsals.
Yeah, everything. Sometimes we have no idea what they're going to sing until they get here. So it kind of, you can have a heart attack on the first night quite easily if you don't watch it. First night's always the best because everybody's terrified.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once it settles in, it sort of becomes, well, the music maybe improves, but the excitement isn't quite the same.
We're going to head off down the corridor because I know you're going to be getting ready for the second half. So we're going to see who's
okay,
in the next dressing room. Yeah. You too, Ali. Right, so where are we going next? I'm not sure. Now this one says Daniel, Donald and Liam. Hello everybody, sorry to interrupt. Now who have we got? We've got Jerry Douglas, Liam O'Manley and Phil Cunningham in the corner, and John Doyle playing madly. Liam, I was just wondering, you know, people would see you as being from a very different world. What attracted you to be part of this?
Well, I was invited to do the show. I mean, I'm a traditional musician fundamentally, and I sort of then was young and I thought rock and roll band looked good, and I thought I'd look good in a rock and roll band, and I thought everyone would think I'd look good, and you know, that was the basic thinking behind it.
Because as well as your Hothouse Flowers life, did you go in for any of the Irish traditional music, like the flas and things like that when you were younger?
I did. Well, the fla I did a little bit. The big thing we had in my time was sloga. It was called sloga, and it was like the fla, except that everything you did was through Irish. So it was about the language. And it was like there was tin whistle competitions, fiddle competitions, banjo competitions, accordion competitions. You could also do Commodore Berce, like where two people would talk to each other and weave a kind of a comic story. Anything.
Sounds fantastic.
It was fantastic. It was quite bohemian as well. And we were like kids coming of age. If you were good, you'd get to Galway, or you'd get to Tralee, or you'd get to Athlone. And we'd camp and we'd play and compete and have fun.
And is that feeling a bit like this tonight with all these other musicians?
Yeah, I just love, you know, just this. I mean, there's nothing like playing with people. There's nothing like it. And the miracle of playing with people that you might not even know that well. And next thing
it's
you're
exciting.
At sea in the music. You're in the waves. You're in the depth of the music. And it's a beautiful, it's energetic.
I can see that there's... Michael and James have just come in. I think there's going to be a bit of a rehearsal, so I'm going to get out and we're going to...
You.
Yes, it's my pleasure to talk to you all. I'm looking forward to the second half. Right, so we're heading down the corridor and I'm going to go into the women's dressing room.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
So I'm in the dressing room here with Amethyst and Karen and Martha. And you...
This is your 5 minute
Oh my
call.
Goodness, really.
Five minutes, please. Thank you.
No, right, that's us told. But Amethyst, it's your first time with Transatlantic Sessions.
First time. You know, watching Transatlantic Sessions myself on YouTube back in the day, and getting a chance to like reacquaint myself with some of those videos, and be like, man, I'm going to be part of this. Being part of something that's had such an extensive legacy, it's really an honor.
And the house band, I mean, they were just rehearsing there next door. How much did they make the arrangements, or did you tell them what to play?
Well, you know, I sent ahead some recordings, and then we got into rehearsal, and I feel like songs take on the character whoever's playing, and I want to allow the freedom of the other artists to add in their interpretation. You know, anytime we touch a song or hear a song, we bring our experience to it. And so it's always important for me and for other musicians to fully understand that, like, hey, if you have an idea, I'd love to hear it. You know, I really want it to be a collaborative thing and not just me telling people what to do. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Some music calls for that, you know, it just depends on what it is. But for me, I love hearing what people have to add. Yeah. And so far, it's like I said, it's been great. So
there's so much common ground between the different traditions as well.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm noticing that we've now been abandoned in the dressing room. Alison de Groot and Tatiana Hargreaves, I think, are starting the second half. So that's probably why they have made a sharp exit. So we're going to go and join them at the side of the stage. Enjoy the second half.
Mr. Liam O'Manley.
Thank you. Kazinich.
Martha Wainwright, please. Take us on out of here.
My eyes are in the dark when I saw you. And you're still shining at the stars when I saw you. We were both a little drunk when I saw you. And the rules in my heart when I saw you. Doors were all locked when I saw you. Curtains were drawn down when I saw you. I was in love. We all live in love. My eyes in the dark when I saw you.
Karen Matheson, Amethyst Kerr, Lima Manley, Alison DeGroot, Tatiana Hargrave, Martha Wainwright, Bill Cunningham, Allie Bain, John McCusker, Mike McGoldrick, our leader Donald Shaw, Daniel Kimbrough on the bass, James McIntosh on the drums, John Doyle on the guitar. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you again soon.
Transatlantic Sessions here at Glasgow Royal Concert Hall in the closing weekend of this year's Celtic Connections. And what a lineup. You just heard Jerry Douglas do the roll call of names. And I said at the start that the audience always arrives with high expectations. And yet again, the bar has been raised. Stunning performances and just a joy to see and hear the interaction and camaraderie between all the musicians. And the singers are off the stage, but I can see the instrumentalists all coming back on, which to my mind can only mean one thing, a blasting set of tunes for the encore. Transatlantic Sessions.
Transatlantic Sessions was recorded earlier this month at the Royal Concert Hall in Glasgow, part of the Celtic Connections Festival, and that ends Music Planet, which was introduced by Catherine Tickell, and the producer was Roger Short. And you can find full details of the music, as ever, on BBC Sounds. And now here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for J to Z.
Welcome, I'm Kevin Legendre, and on the show today we're celebrating the life and music of a modern-day icon, the incomparable Nina Simone.
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, Daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you.